Blog Talk Radio.
The Flavorverse sent me to find which new Snapple Elements is for you. Elements fire with dragon fruity flavor. The Flavorverse doesn't lie. We would know. We made it up. New Snapple Elements.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like this.
Good evening, everybody. This is a product of WBNN. This is The Informational Guru by Antonia Batts, and I am your host, Antonia Batts, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press numbers 1 and pound in order to make sure that you can join the conversation tonight, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled The Big Vaccine Race, The Big Monkeypox Race to Stop the Increase of Bat Disease, along with still current COVID-19, which it is said continue to plague people worldwide, is necessary. So tell us more. Plus, the United States Senate seeks approval for the bill to support climate control, health care financial aid, and inflation relief, despite what the president has said about the decrease in different types of necessities. Right now, there is a 3.XXX increase in unemployment. So let's see how that happens. And GANS, the abbreviation G-A-N, apostrophe small s, which stands for Generated Adversarial Networks. There will be a future two-dimensional image and verbal imitational usage. But are there any other future concerns regarding GANS? We will see. I will generally touch on it since it is a newly appointed terminology. Plus, guns, violence, and human trafficking, criminal practices, and citizen victimization. Good evening, everyone. Today, there is a very big race about what vaccines will be needed more than others between the older and the newer circulating diseases. As we know, coronavirus has taken several millions of lives for the past 2.5 years worldwide. There has been several mutations of that disease, as we know, and considering there have been several evolving vaccines that were improved upon and recommended by certain cycles to be administered, starting first with the initial vaccine or vaccines, if it's one or if it's two, considering the corporation. And then there was a booster that was recommended. And then there was a booster which was suggested either 5 or 7 months after that one to pretty much create a significant decrease in the deaths of many out there. Not only that, there has been mutations of that disease that are still in existence now, they say. And it understood to evolve to the point where it hasn't budged a lot, but there are significantly less deaths involved, but there still are symptoms that had accompanied that disease. So today, as we are looking at the whole coronavirus situation, there are two that has a concern because it's not quite over. That is BA4 and BA5. It has been said that decrease, and especially those two, have caused some deaths, but I get the impression that is a significant decrease in the deaths, but it's almost coming to a plateau on the existing effects that have been evolving that are still present, which still creates a little suffering amongst those who are trying to make sure they duck and dodge the bullet of death. And also, speaking of vaccines, companies called WHO, standing for World Health Organization, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control, have been on the lookout for anything that continues to plague this world, since this has been a very unexpected situation, because immediately following what was considered a victory over all of the deaths that had been recorded when it comes to percentages, here comes a new one. It is called monkeypox. And 2 months ago, it had went from being only a recorded incidents that have been reported either Africa or, they're not sure, Italy, between the two. That it has been said that it arrived from overseas, came here to the United States, apparently started out with two people who had been on record, but now has a recorded 7,500 cases so far in the United States. There are people waiting in very long lines in order to get the vaccine. So there's a possibility they went to clinics when they seen the appearance of the sores that it developed. And it has been recommended that people in places like Massachusetts, New York, California, Chicago, places such as that, and actually it had said to be have detected in 48 states out of the 50 states of the United States. They didn't say how many per each state, but it's apparently very visible and detectable by the medical staff that they have on board out here waiting for you, I, anybody who may contract it, to receive the vaccinations that they have been now making available. It is not considered a sexually contracted disease, but it started out once it arrived over here on the shores to say being mostly, not exclusively, amongst the male population, because it was initially found to be from man to man, then eventually for those who have bisexual tendencies that way, and then from there to whomever can receive it, including children if someone touched them, because it can obviously be transmitted from skin to skin. So if someone has it and they happen to shake hands with you, I don't want to scare anybody, but there is a possibility that it may be contracted in that way. So what do? They have clinics, as I mentioned, with long lines that are waiting for anyone who actually do need that particular vaccine they may develop as a result of all of this going on. And speaking of what's going on, so far has been the best treatment out there in the form of what was created many decades ago called the smallpox vaccine. The smallpox vaccine was developed around maybe not long before the turn of the middle of the century, the previous century, the 1900s. And the best treatment recommended by the CDC is the smallpox vaccine. Speaking of the CDC, which is abbreviated for Center of Disease Control, there was a publication which was called the CDC Vacation on June the 2nd. The CDC have definitely recommended that you would take the vaccine, which would probably be an injection, just as it has been treated through the coronavirus treatment. And they said that that particular shot can recommend about 85% curable, disease prevention, not only now, but in the future. You can notice that if you did have, or anyone did have, the smallpox, monkeypox, rather, disease, that when it is spread, as a communicable disease is normally spread, then the first detection will be the outbreak of sores, which are a little larger than what people had when they had the chickenpox back in the day and the smallpox. It will cause severe itching. It has been known to hurt to each of these little pock marks that is spreading across your skin. It is recommended that if you can, also get the pink calamine lotion, that is C-A-L-A-M-I-N-E lotion, or Vaseline. It's a cheaper but usage to be able to resolve some of the itching that you've been encountering. Not necessarily the appearance, but it can actually offer some relief. But I recommend the calamine lotion because it has effectively been known to cure poison ivy. When some people rub up against a poison ivy plant, which may lurk in certain unexpected places, and the relief from that, it can also help to dry up some of the effects of the development can leave behind. But at least with the monkeypox, it has not been a recorded case of deaths that are relatable to the United States that it has actually been put out there, not unless there was a long-term effect that somebody doesn't know about over a time period, who can say what else it can produce. For now, it's not 100% guaranteed. Nothing else could evolve, but that's how it is with diseases. You have to constantly be in touch with a physician in order to make sure that you monitor the progress or lack of progress of this disease evolving or remaining in a state of limbo where you don't feel as though you'll get any relief anytime soon. They do say that in about maybe a month or so, eventually you can, with the help of the vaccine, be relieved of the monkeypox disease. So that is wonderful for those who are especially in a position to have contractable things as a result of having very sensitive skin and allergies, because it is very good that a doctor would monitor anything else that can be an offset of all of that that can go on. You never know. Internally, it could be an issue of respiratory diseases or anything that can happen internally. So that is a relief to know that it is not considered the worst thing that can happen, but it is better for the WHO, the World Health Organization, or the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, to keep you abreast of any type of evolving diseases, because you never know how these can eventually take an effect on something else that can make them aware of what goes on out here amongst people who never even knew these things exist. Now, on a brighter side, according to some, regarding the economy, there was a long battle to have the bill passed, to battle a fight that was finally approved by Congress. According to a publication called Al Jazeera, the United States approved the bill to fight climate change and cut drug costs. Well, I've always thought there was more to that, because there were several other issues they placed on the table, but they considered those things the priority. That was the actual title. The United States Senate approved the bill to fight climate change and cut drug costs. And may I mention, by interrupting you, they meant mostly for senior costs. They have to take into consideration there are people out there who not only have insurance and their lives may depend on it. So they may want to make sure that they help to keep those people alive despite all what's going out here with these diseases I mentioned formerly. They said the estimated $430 billion, a lot of moolah, everybody, economic package aims to slow climate change, control medical costs, operations. That was published yesterday, August 7, 2022. They say the package known as, this is the title, everyone, the Inflation Reduction Act, passed the Senate on Sunday by a vote of 51-50, which is the party line vote with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking ballot on behalf of the president, Joe Biden, they said. So, on the other hand, it says that Schumer, another person within the Senate, said that the legislation contains the boldest clean energy package in American history to fight climate change while reducing consumer costs for energy and some medicines. There are tax breaks for buying electrical vehicles, including a $4,000 tax credit for purchase of used electric vehicles, and $7,500 for new ones. Okay, everybody, this is where I'm going to have to comment. There was a particular representative of another state who came on television to tell people, there are people out here who cannot buy a used car. Because realistically, the economy doesn't have the financial ability out here what they need in order to just run a household, even if it were two income household, because they're in a tax bracket, which don't make it feasible for people to exist in a comfortable manner. So I say, even though this package has been approved and considered victorious, on the other hand, there's skepticisms. It was said, to continue with what they were talking about, Republicans said, in other words, to take this whole thing in reverse as being a victory, according to the Republicans, they said that the bill would undermine an economy that Powell is struggling to keep from plummeting into a recession. They said the bill's business taxes would hurt jobs and the creation and force prices skyward, which makes it harder for people to cope with during the nation's worst inflation since the 1980s. Well, considering that, everybody, there have been other commentary that came from sources that this bill concern of, because they have a concern, for example, with small businesses. This is a small business owner. She said small businesses will be affected by it. Well, for one, they cannot afford to pay employees what the increase of the suggested package will be for minimum wage, which will be $15 an hour. And I'm quite sure she also meant that, because $15 an hour, even though that's still not considered an earned living wage, $15 an hour could be a pro and a con to both workers and both the small business people, which will force a lot of small businesses out of business, obviously. Now, we've been hearing about places like Target, which is a popular store, who were willing to pay $15 an hour and more. But mine, a small business owner, may have a lot less financial fluctuation of whatever they need in order to pretty much remain on top of things as they try to survive. Small businesses will suffer. And I will tell you right now, there may be a requirement for certain small businesses to pay less for minimum wages, not necessarily at the rate of that $7.25 that's required now, but maybe just a suggestion, I don't know, maybe $10 an hour. I have to admit I'm not the most savvy person in dictating policy with that, because of the concern of their going out of business, and everyone who wanted to live the American dream and maintain the small-scale businesses that they have with hopes of increasing profit, there may be a challenge. But don't hold me to the $10 an hour. It's just a number thrown out there, for example. So with that being said, I'm going to pause only because we understand that there's a comment regarding that, and I would love to hear what the party has to say. Hello?
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity.
Okay, well, that was a pretty young thing, sung by Michael Jackson. May you rest in peace. Well, nevertheless, regarding about this issue regarding inflation, about the climate change, and about the fuel, and even about the small businesses, they're on the table to be receiving funds, not necessarily the small businesses, because they're also worried about the tax situation. It seems as though that the people who will be affected by the tax increase or even application of taxes are going to fall into the approximate bracket of earnings, which are annual earnings of about $400,000 per year. One other senator or one other representative of Congress said his concern would be that it's going to affect the middle income bracket, which is a little scary for them. I can understand and sympathize, despite whether if I'm a recipient of that bracket or not. And I will say that because that they will have less flexibility to do with whatever their earnings would already require them to pay. But if they consider that middle income, you know, for some people, that's a very livable income. And then others, depending on how it applies to their everyday living requirement. And then also considering that if for the climate change, the support of that, in other words, to be concerned about that emission gas that spews out into the sky and the waterways and things of that nature, which I'm assuming that they'll clean up. The need for people to drive electric cars, well, they'll get a little bit of a tax break out of it, like $7,000 or something for a newer car or a used electric car, somewhat less. But is that still livable for some people who may have a disproportionate amount to receive back or that they'll have to pay into the tax system when the time comes? I'm quite sure when people thought it was going to hit, it may have transcended into people who are in the multi-million dollar bracket or above, or we don't know, because not work coming from a standpoint of working with the IRS, it's for the tax assessors to hopefully evaluate, and hopefully there will be some justice out of this whole matter for everybody. So with that being said, I want you to hold on to your horses, everybody, because this is going to get very sticky with this new bill. It is a victory in some ways, and it's a very big contradiction, according to some sources, coming from the Republican standpoint and another. We're just going to pray on this matter. And considering the world don't need for the United States to have a recession, because it may impact some other countries, recession can be a very ugly word. So I'm going to pause now and ask for the first caller in queue to come on and give us your take on anything you felt as though was important, please.
Peace and blessings, my sister Antonia.
Oh, peace and blessings, Sister Bessie. How are you?
I'm fine. You know I'm loving your show. You always bring the good.
Oh, thank you, and you do too.
Yes. You know, I got a comment, you know.
Good.
I was thinking about this monkeypox situation. I noticed that more diseases are coming out. Recently, I ran across something on the internet that the Legionnaires' disease is also out. So,
wow.
You know, I'm looking at this thing because I remember talking about it, about every time a disease come out, you're going to have to get a vaccine. And this looks like what's happening. But what worries me is every time you get a vaccine and a disease come out, what is it doing to the immune system in the body? Because most people just receive, I believe, Is it two vaccines and the booster or three vaccines and the booster?
Mm-hmm.
May I just say this,
and I'm going to let you continue because I appreciate you bringing that up. They didn't say about how many vaccines, and they didn't even talk about boosters that I know of yet, but I would like to hear you say more because it's a good reason.
Yes, because either they have had three vaccines and a booster or two vaccines and a booster. Now, we have another disease called the POTS. And before that, I remember in Philly, they had the mumps. And they had to take vaccines for that. So now, recently, I just found out, like I said, about the Legionnaires. So if every couple of months or every year a new disease come out, that means that everyone will still have to take another vaccine. But my problem, like I said, is what is it doing to the immune system when we are being vaccinated like that, back to back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of concerns me. And also I wanted to say they just passed a law, well, 80 million going to the IRS. And I think you was just bringing that up. It's $80 million going to the IRS in order to monitor the middle class. And I'm thinking about that. How can you give $80 million to the IRS when you got the United States of citizens suffering? They keep giving money to the government, but nothing to the people. So what do you think about that?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll address that issue first, and I'll get back to the – but it's so coincidental that what you're saying, that they keep jumbling these huge, not just large, huge figures around. And it seems as though there's more money going out that may be able to come in because maybe, I don't know, I don't understand why – they could tell us that they don't have enough people working out there or giving out enough, and they don't even make money themselves that much out here. The majority of, it seems like the majority of the people who are low income. I'm concerned because, you know, maybe I don't have the right to say but so much because I don't want to, you know, alarm anybody. But we're giving out money. I'm not going to mention to a particular country. Still giving out. I just recently read money to another country. And to my knowledge, they have been saying in the media, so I'm not taking the blame for any of it, there's been in the amounts of double millions, multi-millions, and then eventually it became billions and eventually trillions. And then there's some more several multi-millions that are going out. You know, and it's a very scary thing because, you know, you have people out here trying to raise families, trying to hope that they can just get something like clothes on the back of their children and shoes on their feet and up there having to deal with the controversy of there not being enough food. So it makes you want to honestly ask the question, so what are you doing? How do they say it? Charity begins at home?
Yeah.
I'm quite sure people probably, you understand where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People who have started small businesses and they were proud of them. Now they have to be concerned that they're going to be eliminated, like a lot of the mom and pop stores did were for the past couple of decades.
Yes.
Just because of all of this, which is going on, and it wreaks a little havoc. Yes, we can jump for joy and be grateful for the new bill that'll cover some inflation. the mm-hmm. new bill that would cover some of the extra senior added cost medicine, mm-hmm. some of the bill that yeah. is supposed to be allowing some of this fuel bill that we've been developing to go into reverse, maybe not enough of it, but a little bit extra. You know, it's a little pro and con there dealing with that. And then expect more people to buy electric gas cars. I applaud them trying to address the climate issue, but why at the expense of the very people that you take a good chunk of whatever little earnings they have out of their pocket? Some people uh-huh. may eventually go on the level of being able to, let's just say, increase their standard of living, because that's the name of the game. You get out there and to get profit, just like the people at the top do. This is going to be a real interesting ride. So thank you very much for presenting that one. Now, do you still want me to address the monkeypox issue, vaccine issue, and as well as the others? And I did receive a little notification that either another caller, or we're going to have entertaining music offered by DJ Olansky.
Okay, that's
I would
fine.
Love to address that. I'm sorry.
That's fine, my sister. As long as you can probably address it after I'm off, because I know other callers. But I thank you so much.
Okay.
You are so wonderful.
And you are too. And I appreciate you asking the hard questions. You'd be surprised people out here in the public who may be just merely people standing at a bus stop who are willing to talk to a person they think that can communicate with them and ask, is it them or is it that somebody's not looking at the whole picture up there in Congress?
Yes.
So thank you,
okay.
too, and I really appreciate it.
Yes.
My show is on
the 19th of August. I'm the truther from the front porch. All right. I love you, sister, and thank you for all that you're doing. I love you much.
And I love you, too. And you take care of yourself, please. Okay. Thank you. With that being said, DJ Olansky, I'm not sure if it's a musical selection or another caller coming in. Would you like to come in? Brother O? Okay, everyone. That is Michael Jackson again. And I tell you, he has made his mark out here for having some very, very significant songs that impacted the world during the tenure of the early ending of his life. By the way, speaking of lives, just to announce real fast, the woman who played in the movie called Grease, oh, God, I'll tell you what, I'll ask the producer to provide her name.
Yeah, that's okay, but, I'm here. Olivia Newton-John passed away today at the age of 73. The woman that made her, her roundabout way of being in the Grease movies and, you know, my favorite song, Let's Get Physical. I love that song, so may she rest in peace. Olivia Newton-John.
Thank you very much. She brought us some delightful entertainment, and she was, you know, pretty much not an involver of all the drama that we know of out here, but that's okay. You know, may God rest her soul. And I will tell you, she had cancer she battled for a long time, but hopefully, you know, with the support of the general public who adore her. God bless her. Okay, and thank you. Thank you very much. Now, did you say that I have another caller in queue?
Yes, you do. You got two calls in queue, and then we'll go to another track, and then we'll let you have your outstanding final thoughts and your thesis tonight. Caller number two, you're online
okay.
Right now with Anthony Bassett, Information Guru, y'all.
Hall of Fame nominated class of 22. How you doing, Miss Antonia?
All right. How are you? This everybody
I'm doing
is. Well, he'll introduce himself. Brother Huni.
Yeah. I just love your show. Love the information that you provide. And
thank you.
I'm not to compete with you, Miss Antonia, but do you mind if I share an unknown fact about Michael Jackson and the Jackson? Do you mind?
No.
Well, a lot of people always thought that the Jacksons was African Americans when they were really Native Americans. And the song that Hall of Fame four times great just played, see, they actually had to hide it in the lyrics. So a lot of people don't realize how that song really came about. Now, Papa was in the process of discipline. Not beating, you know, we don't get down to, you know, as Native Americans, we don't get down and beat our children. But we will take time to discipline, okay? So Papa was in the process of getting Michael, or was it Jermaine, some discipline, right? Because he had trouble finding his moccasins. So when Papa was getting hit him with that belt, Michael was saying to Papa, he said, Mama saved, Mama saw my moccasins. See, he tried, you know, Michael, he's going to always throw some words in there that your belly can understand, but that's exactly what's the proof right there when he said, Mama saved, Mama saw my moccasin. And he said it at the end of that song. Did you know that?
No.
And
could you tell
look
me?
At him. Matter of fact, look at it. Look at his facial features. Him and the late, great James Brown was also a Native American. You know, so bottom line is they can't hide who and what we are. We are beautiful people, whether we are from the mother continent of Africa or right here on this great continent of America.
Wonderful.
So I had to put that information out because you got some idiots out here who try to say if we don't like what's going on in America, we need to leave when we was already here before anyone else got here. So I just want to take time to throw that in there. But anyway, I love you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Lee. Tell us
all right.
Your next show will be.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The
next show will be August 25th, which is actually part two of a three-part series I'm running. And I'll be speaking about Traveling Souls and Disembodied Spirits, coming on August 25th on this great radio station of WBNN at 9:30. And I'm the host of We Will Away You.
All right. Well, brother, I love it, Tony. That's it. And I, you know, mm-hmm. we got another call, and then we'll sort of track, and then and we'll take other calls at that time. Mm-hmm. This person right here is about to come on. He is a brand new intern to our network. His name is Clev One, and he's going to talk to you right now.
Clev One in the building.
Thank you,
Clev One. One half of the Blues Brothers calling from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the building, you know what I'm saying? And check this out. I wanted to tap in just to give my old homegirl shout out to Antonia, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite voices on this network, you know what I'm saying? And off the network, you know what I'm saying? So I was glad to hear you on this show with these topics, great topics. I wanted to say, people, chickenpox, smallpox, lumps, measles, mumps, whatever, monkeypox. These are all from the curse of the leper, people. And if any of you people that are familiar with the Sahuf, familiar with the scriptures, then you know the significance of who the lepers are. You know what I'm saying? So this is nothing but leprosy, a form of it. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the A, B, C, D, E, F, G people or whatever, you know what I'm saying? People, you know, I wouldn't ascribe these things to them. However, these are the people who do a lot of touching and feeling on one another. You know what I'm saying? Everyone they meet and greet, they have to hug and kiss. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is there's a lot of that going on in those groups of people. You know what I mean? And another thing, as I've been growing up, I'm 45 years old, and since I've been using public stalls and public bathrooms and things like that, I've bear witness to a lot of people who do not wash their hands. Where if we line 20 people up in the room, 18 of them don't wash their hands. You know what I'm saying?
True.
This is a great ratio rate. So these are the reasons why we have these things spreading about, because of the lack of cleanliness, you know what I'm saying, and all these different aspects of it as well. Now, as far as the economics, where we have all these openings for all these unemployments, as time go on, the people are less reliant on their physical abilities, you know what I'm saying, in which you leave the lane open for all this artificial intelligence and abilities, you know what I'm saying, which we complain about. So, you know what I mean? The whole thing about it is, and as far as if you're a small business owner, the smaller your business, the smaller staff you have. So if the smaller staff you have, don't worry, people. Just know this. Now, use your common knowledge to know that the smaller staff you have, the less people you have to pay the minimum wage to. So that I don't think that should affect you too bad, you know what I'm saying? But these are the things in which we have to take a broadened look and not just view it from a rolled up piece of paper, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And verily, people, pay attention. Make your mind up. Either we're going to pay attention to the supremacies of the people who want to control the world and lure the world to the fire, you know what I'm saying, which are under the control of the devil. Because we are, you know, it's not just one ethnicity under attack. The whole world is under attack, people. You know what I'm saying? But don't be the only ethnicity complaining about things. Do something about it and know that it ain't about you. It's about this whole world being guided into the fire. So if you want to save yourselves from the fire and not be like flies in a zapper, then, you know what I'm saying, then know that the language that you're supposed to be speaking is not English. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of the city. And we are here to take back the wilderness. We are here to make sure that the people check their satellites.
creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Now, of course, you know, the next show from our wonderful host, Mr. Clever, will be approximately on Wednesday, guys. So, you know, check out our brand new intern to our network. He's done a great job. And I'm so proud of him and what he does on the constant basis. He's always supporting. And that's what I love about him. He's always supporting what we do here at the Great Dynasty. So what more can we say tonight? Now, of course, back to Antonia Batts for her thesis and final thoughts.
Well, thank you very much. And he is very supportive. He reminded me of me when I was able to be out there like that. But regardless, I just wanted to say it was a very good deduction that he made on the sanitation of hands. It's a lot of people. They are very callous in the way they handle themselves out in the public. I'm going to start carrying some baby wipes or anybody's wipes in the near future, as well as some sanitizer in my purse. Not only that, but I would like to say regarding, you know, beside that, I know I didn't cover this show on, and I did like his wrap up on his evaluation of how the small businesses can actually counteract some of what some people were skeptical about. But back to the issue about the monkeypox for Sister Betsy, I have to admit I ran into a lot of skeptics about the compounding vaccines people are taking. They're concerned about, believe it or not, how this is going to take effect on them and whoever else that they know over the long run. They don't know if there's going to be a setback or anything. Sorry, we have to be pessimist and have to look at it that way. But they don't. And on the other hand, we're hoping that we get the results for those of us who made name of the game, is especially for monkeypox. You already had taken some corona. Some of you taken the coronavirus vaccine. But, you know, just try to be careful about how you handle yourself out here while all of this monkeypox stuff is up in arms. Not only that, I just wanted to make sure that you all understand I did have good intentions of mentioning about the guns and violence and, you know, of course, human sex trafficking, which some people attest to still being a very real subject that have yet to be addressed enough. The guns and violence, you know, just lately, in the past few days, a 15-year-old kid has been just walking and was shot in the shoulder and the leg, and his mother drove him to the hospital. He survived. There's a young lady. She had five little children, and it was like five girls and one baby who was a boy from the ages of 10 to 5. Her mate had just had her in a car and in his van and stabbed her multiple times just today. And she had a very kind demeanor, according to her cousin. And I only say that to say, young ladies, watch who you have in your life. Young men, try to get a little respect out of the person you have, or just walk away from if you know that they have moments that they do not know how to control themselves. And anybody who has to be concerned about the threat of any type of violence, be on your toes, because unless you respect yourself by doing whatever basic necessities there is for you to survive. So now these five little ones, they're out of the life of their mother, the ability for their mother to consider keeping them alive. There was another situation, three girls, 19, 20, and 21, was on social media. Everybody, we're going to have to talk about that social media thing. It's not that it's the worst thing in the world. I embrace technology, but I also like to mention the downside of people who are not cautious enough. They were driving possibly to a party at an Airbnb, and in the process they were ambushed. And they were blessed enough to still survive the shots, all three. But that social media may or may not be to your advantage if you're just out for the good time and not out for the safety. So with that being said, take these things into consideration, not because of what I say, but, you know, don't think you're the only skeptics out there. You're not the only people who embrace some things for the right reasons. But we have to be more legitimate about how we discuss the rationality of all that is going on out here. With that being said, I look forward to talking to you on other people's stations if they have something they'd like to hear me address, if I can get myself back into my situated schedule. So God bless you all, and you have a good evening. And signing out.
All right. Wow, Antonia, I really enjoyed your show. This is Dr. Chinchilla J, and I really enjoyed your show tonight and for all the information that you've given. And for those that called, and as Brother O said, Clev One, wow, you call into every show, every show. You have not missed one show since your internship. You have not missed a show at all, and that is so awesome. And I just, you know, pray that all the other hosts will begin to see that you're doing something that everybody should do. And I know everybody can't call in every show, but at least three shows a week, that should not be hard at all. So, but I definitely thank you, Clev One, for what you're doing. And can't wait to hear your show on Wednesday. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments or suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.Ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J., saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee Antonia Batts. And stay tuned to Mr. Boston Sanders tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at www.blogtalkradio.com, or you can call in right here as you're listening tonight in WBNN. All right, now back to you, Antonia Batts.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Chinchilla Jay. As a matter of fact, it's nice to be appreciated, and it's nice to hear you appreciate the others, because they work diligently in speaking of all of the co-hosts. But that commentary that Clev Weldon came up as a brilliant deduction, I'd like to say I take my hat off to them as well. So I'm going to also mention everyone. I didn't mention Gans that I had mentioned earlier during my whole introduction. Gans, standing for Generated Adversarial Networks. But I'm going to say this much. It was meant innocently as more like possibly a two-dimensional flat surface imagery for people to view. But there has been some skepticism. Anytime 60 Minutes addresses it and also addresses the thought that GAMS had been looked at as something like that printable stuff where the 3D printable stuff where you can even make car parts off of and everything. But they're saying from the image of some people's faces, they have duplicated them. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, the way it has appeared to be introduced was that eventually they said in so many words, if I'm not mistaken, that if you ever aspire to be, for example, an actor, actress, make an appearance somewhere, they're reduplicating your verbal ability. They're pretty much, you may want to say, replacing your facial images, which there is a law against the imitating somebody's likeness. But it seems as though that they have the desire to duplicate a person's face and even perfect it. A very interesting thing for people to think about because, after all, you know, there's coming a time in some future decades, not long down the line, even if I'm not here, that they're considering that robotics will take over 90% of the jobs out there. So if the only thing you could do is barely speak English and clean the house, well, they're anticipating replacing that. We don't worry about it, but, you know, I don't see, you know, too many of the governments out there trying to make sure that we get trained in technology, everybody on this earth that want to be. We got to be very attuned to what goes on out here because, you know, we're having a rough time as it is, as human beings, getting what we deserve. And we should always pay attention to things that seem to, not by paranoia, but want to be replaced by people who feel as though they're stepping into another line of innovation. We hope and pray that GANs are not the new human beings, not by fear, but because human beings need to be given the proper respect during the time they make all of these innovations if you really would like to take a long, hard look at it. And if I'm incorrect, please, by all means, correct me, and I'll be on standby for that. But God bless you all, and we'll see how all of this works out. Have a good evening. Thank you very much. Good night.